begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
I was just reading an article. Well, first of all, we were supposed to have a gentleman on with us this morning from one of the major television channels in Denver, Channel 12, and they were going to be apparently showing some of the videos or DVDs on what happened on September 11th, because September 11th was an example of a government-created incident. Certainly, there's no question, planes crashed into the buildings, but they didn't bring down those buildings. I mean, there's no incidents where fire has destroyed a steel reinforced building. And so if you look at the buildings coming down, you'll see them actually dissolving. They didn't just collapse. It wasn't pancaking. The pancakes, why, the 1,100 bodies that disappeared, human bodies, would have been there, crushed in the debris, but they weren't there. They were vaporized along with the furniture and everything else. I mean, obviously, powerful explosions were used to bring the building down symmetrically. In fact, if you look at the buildings coming down very carefully, the Twin Towers, on one of them, as it starts to collapse, the upper section above where the plane came in, you can just see it sort of dissolving before your eyes as the rest of the building goes on down. But, I mean, why would the top of the building dissolve? Certainly, as the lower part pancakes, and of course it was simply because the major steel reinforcings, the steel girders that supported it, were vaporized. And how could they do that? Well, they'd been working in the building. In fact, the people in charge of security, one of them just happened to be named Neil Bush. He was the president's brother, and one of the president's brothers was involved with the security in the Twin Towers. Isn't that interesting? And, of course, they'd closed the Twin Towers down for a period to do maintenance on it shortly before the attack came. But the biggest thing, of course, if anybody's ever seen Building 7 come down, it was obviously a controlled demolition. And as a result of that, because they needed an excuse to get us into the war with Iraq and the war with Afghanistan and probably the coming war with Pakistan, they needed an excuse. And, of course, that was the excuse. And this had a terrible impact upon Americans. Of course, they were supposed to have killed twice as many as they did. Do you remember right after the attack, immediately we were told that it was Osama bin Laden? How did they know? Well, because it was all planned ahead of time. Do you remember on the day of the attack, over and over and over again, they showed the same film clip of children dancing in the streets, supposedly because they'd heard about the attack. And actually, of course, that film had nothing to do with the attack. They were playing games with our minds, as they always do. Everything is about controlling the reality of the American people. But certainly they were told that initially there were 6,000 people who were killed. 6,000 people were killed. 6,000 people were killed, 5,000 people were killed, 4,000 people were killed, and then we got down to 3,000 and then less than 3,000. And the reason is because they kept broadcasting over the loudspeaker system in the South Tower that everybody was to stay at their seat. Nobody was to get out. They could see the fires in the North Tower, but people were ordered to stay at their seats. And I believe it was at Morgan Stanley where the chief of security ran up and down the aisles of the two floors that they occupied saying, get out, get out. And he saved the lives of 2,500 people who were able to get out of the building because he ordered them to disobey the orders that were coming over the loudspeaker because they wanted them to die as well. And once you realize we're dealing with organized evil, so many of these things do begin to make sense. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. If you'd like to call in, because who knows, maybe our guest isn't going to come in, and we may be doing open lines this morning. That's 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And of course, nobody was allowed onto the site. They call it the pile. All that was left was just a pile of steel, all nicely cut up into segments. You know, how could you have it all cut up into nice little segments unless something was done to cut across the girders as they came down? And of course, that's exactly what happened. And you can even see some people got pictures of them, and they've even cut at this at an angle, but. They were immediately carted out. Nobody had a chance to go over them to look for signs of explosives. The only thing we do know that for about several weeks after the 9/11 attack, there was molten metal down in the sub-basement. How could you have molten steel there for weeks? You know, they were pouring water on it, and it was still molten steel. You don't get that from a fire. You get that from some sort of an incendiary device that will melt steel. And, of course, now, of course, the one thing that they did not do, they didn't clear up all of the dust. And there was those clouds of dust that we all saw on television that day. And, of course, now they've gotten samples of that dust that has been analyzed. And there's thermite and thermate in it. Now, thermate apparently is nanothermite. These are very, very small particles, I mean, a thousandth the size of a human hair, but they're highly explosive and incendiary. And, of course, this would be what would have caused the molten steel. And this is what would have cut across the steel girders. And now they found examples of that in the dust. And a number of samples have been analyzed by a number of sources. And Dr. Stephen Jones has written about that, and you can go up on the Internet and find it. We're going to have Richard Gage, I think, with us tomorrow, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. That's Richard Gage, and he's certainly dedicated himself to getting the truth out. And now they find the thermite, but why doesn't 60 Minutes cover that? And why doesn't 2020 cover that? And why doesn't Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity cover that? Why, they're there not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American people. Because think of the implications. If somebody did that, why hasn't it been brought out by the mass media? Why hasn't there been an investigation? Why isn't there a cry for murder charges to be get against people who, of course, put thermite in those buildings to bring them down? No question that there were some Islamic people involved, but many of the people who were named in the initial name that were listed are still alive and well over in the Near East. Nobody ever talks about it now. If you take it for you, that really happened. We'll be right back here. Give us a call.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthet Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking.
Hello there.
That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette.
Hello.
Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and so far our guest hasn't called in, so why don't you call in 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. But think of the implications of what really happened on September 11th. I mean, do you honestly think that 19 Islamic hijackers could outwit NORAD and the FAA? And no, we have a little pamphlet. It's called Foreknowledge 911. Actually, it's three pamphlets, each with about 50 pages in it. And they're just like sort of reading a book, actually. They're a series of my newsletters. But if you read it too very, very carefully, you'll find out that certainly on that morning, why there were something like 15 military exercises, at least five of them, at least according to Michael Rupert in his book, Crossing the Rubicon, at least five of those military exercises were simulations of hijackers hijacking an American plane and crashing it into a building. There was an article in Vanity Fair magazine, and that's covered either in that original Foreknowledge 911's trilogy, there are three little pamphlets, or in a pamphlet called 911, what really happened. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But in the Vanity Fair article, somebody had actually gone over all the transcripts for that morning. There were tapes that were made available. The FAA was tracking 29 hijackings. 29 hijackings. But they weren't all real hijackings. In fact, we're told that Flight 11, American Flight 11, crashed into the North Tower. And yet after the plane had crashed into the North Tower, there were radio reports coming in that the plane was flying towards Washington, D.C. How could a plane crash into the North Tower and then radio reports and transponder reports of it tracking it flying towards Washington, D.C.? Well, obviously, everything was done to confuse NORAD and the FAA this morning. And then, of course, the planes that should have been protecting the Pentagon, there were planes right across the river at Arlington, and, of course, they could have taken those off. They were less than a minute away, but those planes were never called. They went way south, I think it was anyway 100 miles south, where there were a couple of fighter planes, and they sent them out over the Atlantic. Why would you send the planes out over the Atlantic? Why would you have them fly at subsonic speeds if a plane is approaching Washington, D.C. and is going to hit the White House? They don't know what it's going to hit, or did they know what it was going to hit? And the man who was in charge was Dick Cheney, and, of course, we know that, and you can check this out on the Internet, that Mineta was there, Secretary of Transportation, in the bunker with Cheney when a young man kept rushing into the room and saying, the plane is approaching, it's 50 miles out. The plane is approaching, you know, it's 10 miles out, you know. He would keep coming in again and again to announce that the plane was getting closer and closer. Do the orders still stand? And, of course, Cheney, and according to the story, whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything any different? And so there were obviously orders, and they weren't going to stop the plane. This is Mineta's testimony. And Mineta was said, during the 911 commission reports, what were the orders? And Mineta said, I don't know what the orders were. Well, it was obvious there were orders that the plane was not to be intercepted. And, of course, the plane, supposedly, was the one that hit the Pentagon. We don't know. Everything has been done to cover it up. And the 9/11 Commission, if you go into the background of it, people, at least half of them came from the Council on Foreign Relations. And, Sydney, there were people on the commission who didn't agree with the way things were going. They were asked to leave. They were given a lot of money or good plus jobs or positions. Get them off the commission. There can be nobody. Nobody will tell the American people the truth. The 9/11 Commission interviewed 1,200 people who knew what happened that day, and 1,100 of those testimonies were sealed for 50 years. For privacy reasons. Oh, privacy reasons, you know. We wouldn't want to infringe on anybody's privacy. That's why we've sealed the records for 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen, they kill those people. They kill the people in the North Tower because we have an invisible government. We have a visible government, and then we have an invisible government. And, of course, as Robert Reich wrote in an article that appeared in USA Today on the 7th of January, 1999. That's Robert Reich, a Rhodes Scholar, a man who's in contact with the people who run this country. He has been ever since he was at Oxford with many of these people. That's because the Rhodes Scholars come back here, join the Council on Foreign Relations, go on to the Supreme Court. They run things behind the scenes. The disciples of Cecil Rhodes and Robert Reich, in this article in USA, today wrote, Congress is irrelevant. I mean, Congress is out of the loop. The country is being run by Alan Greenspan and the Federal Reserve System and by the International Monetary Fund, and Congress is totally irrelevant. And that, of course, is absolutely true. We have an invisible government. It works through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the group of 30 in this country, through the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome in foreign countries. In fact, we've even put together a syllabus with we call it the membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and it covers all the groups that influence the United States today, and has the complete list of the Trilateral Commission members. And you may wonder why the Obama administration is so intent upon transferring ownership of Chrysler to Fiat. Why would we be transferring the ownership of Chrysler, an American corporation, to Fiat, which is an Italian corporation? Why don't they put it up for bids and let somebody else in America bid for Chrysler? Why, very simply, because the vice chairman of Fiat happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. And you always help your friends. Isn't that the nice thing to do? Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And there's no sign of our gentleman who was to be a guest this morning, who is to talk about what really happened on September 11th. So if you're out there and you'd like to talk about something, our number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. But, Sydney, until we get honest people in government and honest congressmen who are not afraid to do what's right, why, of course, this is going to continue. And, of course, remember, most of the congressmen are dependent upon the party for the money so they can get reelected. And, of course, if the party wants to destroy them, they'll run somebody else against them in the primary and give them lots of money, withhold it from the congressman, and then he's out of power. You know, power corrupts, and power corrupts absolutely, absolutely everyone. And, of course, the congressmen want to be reelected, and they'll do what the party tells them to. And they're not going to talk about things that would embarrass the invisible government. They're not going to talk about a congressional investigation of what really happened on September 11th. They're not going to talk about a congressional investigation of the subversive elements within the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, and certainly the Council on Foreign Relations, because if they did, why, of course, they would be gotten out of Congress, or they would take an airplane trip and the airplane would go down, or there'd be some sort of a scandal. They would get them one way or another. You could not have people who tell the truth. Certainly Ron Paul does, but they leave him there to give us the idea that we really have a voice and we can do something, but they are in total working control because they control the media. In fact, I was reading my, writing my latest newsletter, and it was on Andrew Jackson. And, of course, some of my books, you go back or written, 100 years ago, talking about Andrew Jackson, and we came across a talk that he'd given to the members of his cabinet in 1833, in September of 1833, where he was talking about the control of the media which existed at that time. Now, of course, the media at that time was print. We didn't have radio or television or any of the fancy things that we have today, internet. But at that time, it was mainly the newspapers and the book publishers, magazine publishers. And in 1833, he was talking about how the banking cartel, he just called it, referred to it as the Second Bank, but it was part of this cartel that existed at that time and tied into the central bank over in England, the Bank of England, and the central banks of the world, which have always been deeply involved in the occult. He didn't recognize that, but this is the common bond that binds them together, but how the banking cartel here in the United States, the Second Bank, was actually lending money to newspapers that under very, very favorable terms, and many of these newspapers didn't have any security. In fact, many of the newspapers that they lent money to were insolvent and eventually went into bankruptcy, but they gave them money without adequate backing. Why? Because they were buying their support in 1833. And, ladies and gentlemen, what are we now, almost 170 years later, and nothing has changed. The same sort of things are going on today, almost 180 years later. Exactly the same things are going on today. And, of course, the banking cartel, we call them the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, their people actually control the media today. That's why you'll see Barack Obama's picture on the front page of Time magazine, I think, six times last year, or at least leading up to the election, and frequently on the front page of Newsweek. Did you see Ron Paul's picture there at all? Of course not. They would not want somebody that they didn't control to ever get into the presidency. And so they control our minds. Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, or our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And of course, that's what Edward Bernays said in his book on propaganda back in, I think, 1922, 1923, where he talked about the intentional effort to control the organized habits and opinions of the masses, an important part in a democratic society, and those who control this essential element are really the invisible government that rules our nation. Then he went on to say, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of, and that's exactly what's going on today. They control our reality. One of the most significant things that's come up, and if nobody wants to talk about the 9/11 attack, and get my calling is at 970-689-8255, I'll tell you about something fascinating that has come up. It's an article I just read about the recent Bilderberger meeting, and of course, this came out in a Macedonian news service report, but they said this on May 21st. The Macedonian International News Agency reported that a new Kremlin report on the shadowy Bilderberger Group, who just this past week held their annual meeting in Greece, states that the West's financial, political, and corporate elite emerged from this conclave after coming to an agreement that in order to continue their drive towards a new world order dominated by the Western powers, the U.S. dollar had to be totally destroyed. The U.S. dollar had to be totally destroyed. And of course, this is exactly what they're doing. This is why they're monetizing the debt. Why the Fed's going into the market, they're going to, of course, create create massive inflation and destroy our currency. And who's calling in? Do we have a caller?
Yes, Dr. Stan?
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Duncan is my name.
Hi, hi. Good to have you with us today. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, first of all, my comment is thank you very much, Dr. Stan, for all the information that you get out to the people, okay?
Okay, hang on. We're going to go to a break, but talk to you right after the break. Break at number 970-689-8255 right here in our
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, I'll just stand back here, and again, our number 970-689-8255, and please go right ahead. We had a caller.
Yes, Dr. Stan, a couple things. One is I just wanted to say, may God bless you for getting out the information that you do and the job that you do. You're a very insightful and wise man, and I surely appreciate you. And second of all is I wanted to get off subject just a tad bit, is with the economic system the way it is and with the signs that are visible here, especially in the United States, with the backsliding of our churches and everything else, where do you think we are exactly in the end times as far as Christ's return?
Well, all I can say is that things are moving, but I'm not going to make any prophecies because I'm not a prophet. You know what happens to prophets if they are wrong. So I mean, I have no more knowledge than you do, other than the fact that all the signs are there. Never before in the history of mankind, and people have been talking about Christ's return for a long time, but never before have the children of Israel, the Jews, returned to the Holy Land. And whether you like the Jews, whether you believe that you know, that they should be there and the Palestinians are getting a bad rap isn't important. I believe God brought them back for a purpose. And I believe that they are there for his end times scenario. And I'm not going to question what he has done. Because
Absolutely. Then,
of course, there's never been a time before when we could have had a world government, or we could have had a world currency, where we could have had a system where you would neither buy nor sell, yet you had some sort of a mark or card or something of that sort. Never before in all history. Remember that 120 years ago, the major source of transportation was still the horse.
And
look where we are today. So things are moving very fast. I mean, we can read Revelation 6:8 about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I look, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death. And Hades follows short behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world through war and through pestilence and through a famine and to the beasts of this world. And I mean, never before have we had the means by which we could kill a quarter of the world's population readily, and yet everything points to the fact we're moving towards a nuclear war where countless hundreds of millions of people will die. And certainly never before have we had a situation where, you know, the control of the food is so great. Certainly it's not simply by accident that Bill Gates and a lot of these people of great wealth are storing seeds up in the, you know, in the permafrost area and an island off of Norway or somewhere up in that area, because they know they're going to destroy the food supplies and of the world. And, of course, they're looking for what's going to happen after their ruler comes to take control of this world. They're making their plans ahead of time. They know that so much of what's being done in the way of genetic modification and the weather changes are going to destroy the food supplies, and there's going to be great famines across our world. Everything is in place, but if you want me to give you a date, I certainly can't do it.
I understand. I appreciate your insight. I was listening when you had Lindsey Williams on, and I wasn't able to listen to the rest of that basic conversation that you had with Lindsey Williams. But what is he saying about the months to come as far as, you know, what's to expect, especially with the oil and things of that nature? But that's my only question, and thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. Well, Lindsey basically thinks that they thought that they were going to keep the price of oil down for a year. And, of course, the price of oil is beginning to go up now. It's been almost a year since they dumped the price. I think it was July 14th. Last year when the oil peaked out and then just, of course, plummeted down to $35-$37 a barrel. Now it's up again, and probably the oil companies want to get profits. And remember, it's all manipulated. It's all manipulated on the commodity market. They manipulate the price up. They manipulate the price down. And, of course, the oil-producing companies are totally irrelevant. I mean, they will do what they are told to do. And it is the oil companies working through the commodity and manipulating the commodity markets that determine the price of oil, having nothing to do with oil production. So there's plenty of oil out there. There are lots of tankers, actually, that are filled with oil that had just been sitting in ports because there was no demand for it, and now they're running the price up again. As far as what's going to happen, you know, I think Lindsey shares my concern about the possibility of poor food supplies, not only in this country, but throughout the world, in either this year or next year. And certainly he looks at things from a prophetic point of view. He's a minister. I'm just a retired orthopedic surgeon, but fortunately I have access to things that a lot of smart people have done. Those of you who haven't seen Pastor Billy Crone's series, The Final Countdown, it's 10 DVDs, 5 in each of part 1 and 5 in part 2. And I think they're really very well done as far as the scripture is concerned, because he has all the scriptures. He has a lot of video clips that will really help you to actually verify the things he's talking about. He's done a great job of putting this together, and and he keeps updating it as new information becomes available. So we offer the final countdown. Now, we do have that in on the CD as well, at least the first five of his talks, and we call it the Countdown to Armageddon. Countdown to Armageddon are the CDs, and you can get the first five of them. The DVDs are the final countdown, to the end times. And we think it's well worthwhile. From a Christian point of view, it will give you the information you need to know to talk to other people, to tell them that they have to be prepared. I mean, this thing could happen tomorrow. It could happen 20 years from now or more. We don't know when it's going to happen, but we should be prepared every day to meet the Lord. And if we were to die tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? Because cataclysmic events can come to America. This is my concern, either nuclear war, things could happen literally overnight. Now, I don't think they're going to happen tomorrow, although I do think that something big is in the offing, and certainly in one of Bob Chapman's recent forecasters, he said that the people in the foreign embassies had been told to start stocking up on the local currency, to lay in a large supply of local currency, almost as if the dollars that they had would not be able to purchase things for them. And this was something big was going to happen in 120 to 150 days. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. It may be simply some information they're putting out to confuse us, or something big could happen. We're having very real problems, and the biggest problem is that there's an organized effort to destroy the value of our currency. It's interesting that in most of the reports that come out on the Bilderberger meeting, which I suspect, whether it be the report that's put out by Daniel Estulin or the report that's put out by Jim Tucker, supposedly people from the inside are feeding information to these people who have the ear of the public. And I believe that's controlled information. I think they're telling us what they want us to know about what really is going on. And we'll get to that when I get back to 970-689-8255.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins?
Hello there.
Hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our number is 970-689-8255. So the guest we were supposed to have had on this morning didn't show, which means it's open lines. And so if you'd like to give us a call at 970-689-8255. Please do. But we'd been talking earlier, certainly about this report that came out of Macedonia, and saying, and this, of course, was quoting something that came out of the Kremlin, that when the Bilderbergers met, they said that one of their major objectives was to destroy the American dollar. Now, is this a plant article? After all, if it came out of the Kremlin, could it really be true? And lots of times they will do that, and they'll attribute it to the communists just to actually discredit the idea. But everything going on today has convinced me, and I've been saying it for a long time, that one of the things that they intend to do is to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. Why do I say that? Well, if you read Alan Greenspan's book, he wrote a book immediately after he left office, and he got, I think, $8 million for it. Remember, the Pope only got $8 million for writing his memoirs, but Alan Greenspan got $8 million. That's simply a payoff for services performed when he was, chairman of the Federal Reserve System. He was carrying out the orders, directives that came from the people who rule the world, and that you get paid off. You get paid off very well when, of course, you leave office, like Bill Clinton. He and Hillary earned $110 million in the 8 years that he was out of office, but his foundation received $492 million. Why would people want to give, hundreds of millions of dollars, or at least millions of dollars, to the Bill Clinton Foundation? Why, in return for services rendered? It's certainly not because he's a moral or upright or a model individual. It's because he did what he was told to, and you're well rewarded when you leave office. And that's what happened to Alan Greenspan. But certainly if you read his book that he wrote when he left office, he tells you that there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency. And that's exactly what they're in the process of doing today. The Fed is monetizing debt. They call it quantitative easing. Quantitative easing, which is a fancy name for destruction of the value of our currency. Why? Well, when you monetize debt, you just create new money to pay off the debt. But when you create new money, you dilute the value of the money that's in existence. And that's what they're doing. And the Fed is buying up agency paper, and they use these terms because your mind is not going to fix on these things. It takes a long time to. When they talk about agency paper, they talk about an organization like the Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They're agencies of the United States government. Some of them are supposedly working independently, but now, of course, they've been absorbed back into the government, and they have to issue bonds, so they will have money to lend money on homes or to pay off of previous bonds that are coming due. And so, since people are not buying this, private people are not buying all this paper because they realize that bonds are certificates of guaranteed confiscation. Bonds certificates of guaranteed confiscation. That was what Ludwig von Mises, the father of Austrian economics, said. If you buy a bond and they inflate the currency, you lose your money. That's as simple as that. And so private industry and private people are becoming increasingly reluctant to buy American bonds. Agency bonds, or like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and other government agencies, some of the pension funds we have guaranteed, I believe, borrow money, have bonds. And anyway, of course, the thing is that Treasury bills and Treasury notes and Treasury paper, all of these things, they're guaranteed by the full faith and integrity of the American government. But what happens when people feel, well, maybe they're going to default? Maybe they're going to simply pay us back with worthless paper, which is one of the oldest tricks in the world, and then the bondholders get stiff. So people are not buying our bonds, so the Federal Reserve System is just creating money monetizing our debt. And, of course, that is the danger. In fact, there's a fellow, his name is Fisher. And, of course, he's the head of the president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. His name is Richard Fisher. An interesting article in the Wall Street Journal, and written by Mary O'Grady. And basically, and I'll just quote from that for a moment here while we're waiting for our time to run out. But I quote, from his high perch atop the palatial Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, overlooking what he calls the most modern, efficient city in America, Richard Fisher says he's always on the lookout for rising prices, but that's not what's worrying the bank's president right now. His bigger concern these days would seem to be what he calls the perception of risk that has been created by the Fed's purchase of Treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities and Fannie Mae paper. And, of course, he was just over in China. He said that when he was in China, he was asked at least 100 times by Chinese officials, is the American government going to monetize the debt and destroy the value of the dollar? And the very fact that a Federal Reserve Regional Bank president has to raise the issue is not very confronting. It conjures up images of Argentina. And as Mr. Fisher explains, he's not the only one worrying about it. He just returned from a trip to China, where senior officials of the Chinese government grilled me about whether or not we're going to monetize the actions of our legislature. And he adds, I must have been asked about 100 times in China. And, of course, he's pointing out the danger of undermining the value of our currency. And as you've heard me say so many times before, and you'll hear me say again, you destroy the currency, you destroy the pensions of our people. You destroy the annuities. You destroy the value of the insurance policies. You destroy the value of the life savings, of the CDs, of the stocks and bonds, of everything that people have spent their whole life working for to retire on, and you destroy it by monetization. The rich are moving into gold and silver because they know what lies ahead. You make preparations. Back to this moment here.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you, or you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, there's a donate button there, and you can press it and see what happens. Anyway, if you can help us, great. We want to maintain our 60 outlets every week. At least people out there are hearing some of the truth. Encourage people to listen to our radio programs, either at radioliberty.com on the Internet, and we're trying to educate people about what's really going on and the spiritual forces which are energizing, unfolding events as we move towards the New World Order, the new international currency, the new financial system, the new world religion, and of course coming down the line is the new world ruler. And this is what they really want, and they're intent upon bringing in this world government, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. That's why we have troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world today. Why do we have troops stationed like that? Well, because, of course, it's all about world government. We can't tell the American people that. We can't tell them that we're in the process of destroying the currency of our people, transferring the wealth of this nation overseas. You need to get my new talk. It's called Financial Armageddon. It's available on DVD, and I suggest you get the syllabus with that at a reduced price. You'll find fascinating information there, speeches that you will never read elsewhere, information. You'll get a copy of the paper, the letter that President Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House back in 1933, saying, as you and I both know, the truth of the matter is, as you and I both know, that the financial elements in the major centers has owned the government since the days of Andrew Jackson. And we're going to see a replay of that battle between Andrew Jackson and the bank during this period, only on a far larger scale. And ladies and gentlemen, that was written in 1933. That was written, what, almost 80 years ago. And exactly the same thing is happening today. And 76 years ago. And we are seeing this battle, only the trouble is we don't have an Andrew Jackson to lead us. And, of course, the banks are in total working control. And the banks, of course, tie into the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations. The talk, Financial Armageddon, is essential to understand what's going on today and to be able to know where you can get the information on what we're talking about and, of course, to verify everything I say. So that the Financial Armageddon with the syllabus, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We're carrying the book Meltdown by Professor Thomas Wood, going into, of course, the fact that everything we're doing today is designed to destroy this nation. And one of the things the federal government is doing to counter the economic recession are counterproductive. And, of course, this massive infusion of money. We got into trouble because we had massive debt. And what are they doing? Creating more massive debt to get out of the problem created by massive debt and spending. Well, Meltdown addresses that issue. Excellent book. We carry the book, The Money Creators, written in 1935. The Coming Battle by Mr. Walther, written in 1899. All of these things will help you. Feature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve Conspiracy, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. A female listener to KHNC is looking for 2 female roommates, preferably 45 years and up.
She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. The government reports the recession's grip on the economy at the beginning of this year wasn't as tight as previously reported. The economy contracted at a 5.7% pace from January to March, a slightly better reading than the 6.1% decline first estimated last month. Senator Richard Shelby says GM could have saved lots of money if it had filed for bankruptcy 6 months ago. The Republican tells CBS the government should have allowed the marketplace to decide the automaker's fate. Chrysler is back in court today. A bankruptcy judge may rule on whether the deal with Fiat would be in the automaker's best interest.